Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is a gorgeous day. It is going to be beautiful today through really probably Sunday. And then guess what? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, a chance of rain. But it's a beautiful day. Right now, the President of the United States is speaking in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And there's a beautiful backdrop behind him. He's wearing the aviator glasses that he always wears. And there's a bridge in the background and what looks like just typical Louisiana water in the background. It might be Lake Charles or, I don't know, something. But anyway, there's a body of water behind him. The president will be in New Orleans about 3:30 this afternoon. And it is going to be a spectacular day to watch Air Force One land. Now, you know, you may not feel the way I do. But whenever I see Air Force One, you know, I'm just kind of in awe of it. You know, it's just, it's such a symbol of this country. And it's just such a monster of a plane. I mean, they don't even do 747s anymore. So they've got planes that, I guess, carry as many people. But the fuselage, the plane just doesn't look as big as a 747, even the 777. But I love seeing that thing. And it doesn't matter who's president. As an American, I'm kind of, you know, touched by seeing it. And I've seen it a couple of different places, and here in New Orleans is one of them. And look, later this afternoon, and Ian, maybe we can call the airport and find out if Air Force One's going to be landing at Louis Armstrong International Airport, if it's going to be landing from the west to the east. Because I know there's a north breeze out there, and the north breeze might indicate that it would be landing over the river coming from the south, because planes tend to land into the wind. If the wind is not that strong, they can land. A plane like that can land in any direction. But maybe we can find out which direction it's going to land in.
You really think they would tell me that?
Yeah, they probably would. What, you think they got snipers lined up out there?
I'm Ian Hoke. I'm the assistant brand manager at W. I'm asking which runway the plane is going to be landing on.
Kick rocks, kid. We're not telling you anything, man.
Use that voice.
Scoot up here is wanting to know which Air Force One runway it is.
If somebody wants to text in, now don't do it while you're driving, or you can call in. Let us know where the flow of traffic is today. Is it from the south heading north, which would be coming in over the river, or is it from the west heading east, landing on the longer east-west runway, which is a great view of the plane. If you're like out on the spillway, or if you're on an airline highway. I guess the spillway is even better. But, man, if you're out on 310 or the spillway, you're going to see this thing floating in. I mean, Air Force One's just going to be set against this beautiful blue sky, and it's going to float into the airport. And I think it's just exciting to see that. So let us know, if you can, safely, where the traffic is flowing, where the air traffic is flowing. Now, I'm kind of acting like air traffic control here. All right, we've got a Boeing 747 that's coming in from the west to the east, clear to land.
So, excuse me, this is the Ian Hoke WL Radio. Just make sure, please make sure your seatbelt's fastened.
I think you should call them and say. They might tell you.
Okay, so we all understand how touched you are by Air Force One, the plane. When was the last time you took in Air Force One, the film, with Harrison Ford?
I saw it when it first came out.
That was a cool 20 years ago, man. You should probably go back and revisit that film. Just get off my plane.
No. The whole concept of Air Force One is exciting. And I'll tell you what I have never seen. I've seen a lot of documentaries on Air Force One. But I have never seen the residential section. of Air Force One it's like an apartment.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, there's a shower there. I guess there's two separate bedrooms, but there's like a, you know, I mean, the president spends a lot of time on that plane, and especially on overseas flights. I mean, he's going through his sleep cycle on Air Force One. But there's really a hole in the nose of the plane. Like if you're boarding the plane to the left underneath the cockpit, there's like a whole apartment there. And I've never seen any documentaries done on that.
Yeah, I guess I haven't either. I mean, I'm not quite the Air Force One geek that you are, but I'm you know, I know a little bit about it. I've never even seen, like, you know, what's the House of Cards, the Netflix show with Kevin Spacey and them. They showed there was a ton of scenes that happened on Air Force One, but I don't remember any scenes of the residential area.
Well, if you know, a show like that, they could make something up, but I've never just seen a documentary on what it really looks like. But I've always been fascinated about the. You know, the sleeping quarters and the residential part of the airplane. And I'm sure they've got bunk beds for the pilots, because I'm sure they've got, you know, enough pilots there to where, you know, if somebody gets sick, another one takes over. Or if there's a long, long flight, somebody flies for a little while. Not that they're actually flying the plane, but, you know, they're babysitting autopilot. And then they can just... you know, take a little nap and then get back in the pilot seat.
I got some, just real quick, I got some early texts here that say, okay. My suspicions are correct. They definitely, here's an airline pilot. He says, they definitely won't tell you which runway is going to be on. But a 747 would be stupid to land on the short runway.
Okay.
Even if it could do so performance-wise. This is from a former 747 pilot. Thank you,
you know,
Mr.
thank
pilot.
You very much for that, because that makes a lot of sense, because that north-south runway is shorter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the wind, you know, the wind can vary a little bit. Planes don't have to, you know, smaller planes are, it's more important for a smaller plane to take off and land into the wind than it is for a plane like that. But regardless of where the wind is, it's pretty easy for them to land east to west. And so that obviously is it. I really appreciate that that response. Hey, it's cool that we've got a former 747 pilot listening to our show. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, if this guy called in the show, I would talk to him about, like, V1 and V2 and the rate of ascent. I mean, I could talk to this guy about stuff that would put the entire audience to sleep.
I'm already asleep just thinking about it. We could, like, do a whole setup. I could post a poll for you. It's like, what's your favorite kind of approach to a runway, or like geeky plane stuff?
Yeah, it would be like radio ambient, you know. Okay, so the president of the United States is arriving later today. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Also, hey, guess what? Another shooting on Bourbon Street. Not on Bourbon Street. Another shooting downtown. Two dead, one injured. This is shooting in New Orleans. But there was another shooting on Canal Street yesterday, and they caught the guy. They got the guy. They got the suspect. So, you know, good work, NOPD. There was a big jobs fair for the hospitality industry called Job Fest, and there are still more jobs than there are people applying for the jobs. So there are jobs out there. The jobs aren't going to come to you. You got to go to the jobs. So what about this bill that's working its way through the legislature? It is based on what is referred to as constitutional carry, which means you have a constitutional right to carry a gun without any training or without a permit. It can be concealed. It can be open carry. And this has taken place in some states. There's constitutional carry in some states. And there are arguments that it doesn't have any impact on the increase in crime. Police organizations and associations in general are opposed to this, understandably so. And so this will be an interesting discussion to have on the show, because there are people who feel strongly about this on both sides. And I think you could be a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. You can be a strong supporter of gun rights and not necessarily be for constitutional carry. So how do you feel about that? How would you feel about everybody over 21, or anybody over 21, can carry a gun, concealed or open carry? We'll get into that. And then also we didn't get to this yesterday, but we'll talk a little bit more about the FAA reporting a spike in unruly passengers. And I'd love to talk to you about some of the unruly passengers that you've dealt with in your life. Because, you know, you get on this plane, you get on this cylinder, and you're locked in the cylinder with people that, you know, you don't know. And people come from all walks of life. People are all different. And sometimes, you know, you just get the feeling that some people just don't know how to act when they're around other people. Or maybe it's a case of they don't even know other people are around them. Maybe that's it. Anyway, I think that's fun to talk about, the encounters that we've had. And you know, I remember this. I was sitting on a flight that was taking off from Newark, and it was a nonstop to Houston. And then I changed planes to come to New Orleans. And before we even took off, this guy right behind me is snoring. And I mean, he's snoring, and this is registering like decibels. Okay. I mean, this is like a deep throaty. I don't even want to do it on the air or try to imitate it because it would sound gross, but it was like a deep throaty snore. And I'm thinking to myself, we've got over 4 hours probably from Newark to Houston, and I'm going to hear this the whole time? No way. So, you know, I stuck my hand through the seat, tapped him on the knee. I said, sir, could you please stop snoring? And he woke up and he stopped snoring. I didn't hear any more from him. And then there are those who just generally misbehave. If you've seen some of the videos that have come out since the pandemic rules loosened up and more people are traveling by air, seeing some of these videos of people fighting, and it's mainly over the masks. Some people just don't get it. But why resort to fighting? I mean, on a plane, I mean, you think that's going to turn out well? No, it's not going to turn out well. And again, I think this is really all part of this whole response to being more free now after the lockdown. So we'll get into that. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, I want to get into the PJ's franchise controversy. There's a franchise in the French Quarter. Franchisee, who is part of the PJ's franchise on Charter Street in the French Quarter, has been removed as a franchisee. The company kicked him out because of a post to a sensitive topic posted originally by NBA great LeBron James. Do you think PJ's, the company, is bullying this guy? Or do you think the company should have released him? Basically, they kind of fired him. He's no longer part of the franchise there. But there are other franchise owners there for that location, and they were not involved in any of this. And this really comes down to the whole idea of posting, and if it's traced back to where you work, is it fair for you to be judged on what you post outside of the workplace? It's a conversation that it started a while back, but it's a conversation that continues. And since so many people are posting, it's important to have the conversation. Should you be held accountable for your posts in terms of how it reflects on the company? Okay, the president is coming to town, and he'll be landing about 3:30. So we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but we are very aware of President Biden coming to town. You know, this is about, it's about a photo op. It's about the president showing that he cares. It's also about traffic jams. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I've got an email here that says the president is landing today in New Orleans at 3:30, then heading to the Sewage and Water Board. Won't they be done with their naps and closed at that time? Well, you know, President Biden, you know, he's a mature president. He's up there in age, so I don't know. Maybe he wants to join him for a nap. You know, he's had a busy day, got up early, flew from D.C. to Lake Charles, and he's going to board the plane and then fly from Lake Charles to New Orleans and then go to the Sewage and Water Board. I mean, it might be nap time, so he might want to join him for a nap. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. A vulgar response to a post from NBA star LeBron James has led to a PJ's Coffee removing a franchisee from the Charter store in the French Quarter. Whenever action is taken against someone on a social media post and platform, there's both positive and negative reaction. On Monday, LeBron James posted, "Protect our young black women and men." Local PJ's Coffee House franchisee, Stephen Bruno Jr., one of the owners of the Chargers location in the French Quarter, Stephen Bruno responded with, "Eat a eggplant emoji." And you know the eggplant is a symbol for the penis. When PJ's Coffee found out about this, they issued this statement. PJ's Coffee of New Orleans is a brand that is founded upon serving the communities in which we reside. We have grown to a national and international brand due in part to our locally owned franchisees and the wonderful customers that support them. We are disappointed in the commentary Stephen Bruno Jr. publicly displayed through social media. As such, Stephen Bruno Jr. has been removed as a franchisee from the locally owned and operated franchise location in the French Quarter. The existing franchisees of that location are well-respected within our community and have proven to be collaborative, as far as the franchise partners go, for many years. Stephen Bruno Jr. has not, as far as I know, has not publicly commented. Did the franchise do something wrong? Should the franchisee as an individual have had the right to respond? Well, yeah, he has a right to respond, but, you know, as we know now, it's 2021, and you could be held accountable for what you say. And that includes anything you say on social media. Some may see this as punishment, and that the PJ's franchisee was being bullied on the part of the company. Others may view the company's reaction as an inappropriate step. Some will say it's an appropriate step toward denouncing insensitivity over race relations. So PJ's, the company, I think, was right to remove the franchisee as punishment for his post. To respond to the idea of protecting young black women and men by telling somebody to eat a blank. I mean, how can that be interpreted as anything other than a racist mentality? Promoting the protection of young blacks in America is an innocent post. And for that to have been met with the vulgar suggestion of go eat a, it's unacceptable and should lead to consequences. I understand the argument that an individual has his or her right to express their opinions, especially if they're outside of work. But I also agree with the freedom that a company has to establish consequences for any individual related to the company when that individual does something that hurts the company's image. It's 2021. Nothing about this should be a surprise to anyone. You are responsible for what you say, what you do, and what you post. And even those in the business of giving their opinions can also be held accountable for a vulgar response to a sensitive issue. So I know this is a challenge, but if people just thought before they posted, a lot of people wouldn't be in trouble. If you want to join us with your opinion, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870, and my email address is scoot@wwl.com. Let's go to Hammond. Justin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Real quick question. Do you by chance know how they... So the president travels in the presidential limousine when he goes different places. Mm-hmm. If they fly him there on Air Force One... Do you know how they get the presidential limousine from one place to another? Like, he was in Lake Charles this morning, so I'm assuming he was in the presidential limousine. Do they load that on something like a C-130 and
fly it to the next location?
Yeah,
that's my understanding, Justin. I mean, they have a couple of everything, and so there's going to be a limousine here waiting for him. It's not like the plane's going to fly with him as a support plane and then unload the limousine when he gets here, and then they pull it around.
Cool. So, I was kind of figuring something you might know. I asked Ian, and he's like, yeah, that's a Scoot question. Ask Scoot. So,
well, man, I appreciate you thinking that I would know the answer, but, I mean, I just kind of made it up thinking that, you know, based on the documentaries that I've seen and based on how the logistics work, I believe that's the way they work it. But there's already a limousine waiting for him here.
Cool deal. All right, Scoot, y'all have a good evening, bud. Thanks,
you too, Justin. I appreciate the call. And if you want to join us with your comments or opinions or questions, I mean, I don't know everything. In fact, there's a hell of a lot that I don't know. But I'll try to answer any questions. Or if I don't know the answer and Ian doesn't know the answer, I know who knows the answer. My audience. This audience knows the answer to everything. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And let's go to Ronnie, who is on the West Bank. Hey, Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking the call. First-time caller.
You're a first-time caller? Wait a minute. Hang on, Ronnie. We've got to give you the designation here as an FTC.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you basically stated that.
All right, Ronnie, listen. You've listened for a while.
I wonder.
Now you're calling in. You're going to have to.
On the Internet, and I said protect all white male and white female, would that be considered racist?
Why is that needed? I mean, if you want to post that, you can, but why would you?
Well, I mean, my point is that I don't necessarily agree with the way that the coffee guy actually responded to that email message or post message or whatever, but, you know, he didn't have to be so harsh about it, but I kind of take it as why can't we say that we need to protect all of, you know, all people, young, old, or whatever, and not necessarily specifically address just one race?
Because, you know, whenever we talk.
I could pick that up as being a racist comment.
Well, Ronnie, I understand that. I mean, I think that's a simplistic approach to it. And, I mean, it's kind of like the people that argue, well, why is there no white television network? Well, start one if you think it's going to work. You know, we don't, when I say things or when you say things, when we talk, we don't include everything in what we say. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation or even posting something about protecting the lives of black women and men, young black women and men, because that is a problem in this country. It's a problem also because of black-on-black crime. And as a white guy, you should let that go. You shouldn't even be offended by that. And it's kind of like you're keeping score. Well, if they can say that, then why can't I say this? Well, there's not a need to say it. Of course, all lives matter.
I really didn't think that there was really a need to make the other comment about protect the
well, you don't control what other you don't control you don't control what other people say. I mean, LeBron James thought he wanted to say it, and he said it. So you don't control that.
Well, I guess, you know. And I do have the right of, when I don't like, you know, whatever you say or whatever, to turn the radio off and all. But, you know, I'm in the car a lot. And some of the comments that you make, you always kind of seem to fall on one side or the other. You don't ever, you know, and I know your opinion, you know, it's an opinionated show. But you know, I sometimes kind of feel like you're kind of in the middle. And most of the times, though, I feel like you're on one side or the other. And I just, you know.
Yeah, that's the definition of a talk show.
But you claim to be in the middle all the time.
I don't. My only claim to be in the middle is that I don't belong to either party. I'm not emotionally or technically related to either party. I'm not associated with either party. I'm in the middle not because I don't have an opinion or because I'm totally, you know, objective with everything. I have my opinions, but I'm in the middle because I can't define myself by either the right or the left because. I don't. So that's my position of being in the middle. I mean, I definitely have opinions, and as you said, talk radio is an opinionated, driven medium.
I'm just going to make one last comment that I agree with the way that you handle most situations, because I kind of feel the same way. It's not what party I'm associated with. It's what's right and what's wrong in my own mind and the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. And I seem to think that that's kind of the way you think, but. A lot of stuff that comes through sometimes just feels that you're on one side and you're not.
Well, what difference does it make? I mean, if you're against talk show hosts for being on one side, then why didn't you criticize Rush Limbaugh? Why don't you criticize Hannity? they're on one side.
What's wrong with being on one side? Well, and I appreciate that comment because I truly feel that way as well. But when your belief is basically being construed by an individual, I mean, why can't you agree with that talk show host? I mean, and yet there again, it's not like everything that would have came through their mouth that I would have agreed with. But it just seems to me that I'm more of a 50-50 kind of individual, open-minded, and a lot of the stuff I think you're more like 75-25.
You know what? To be honest with you, Ronnie, I don't keep score. You know, I have so much in common with conservative ideology, but in my support of conservative ideology, I get criticized by conservatives because they don't understand conservative ideology. They don't get it. There are conservatives who don't get it. They criticize me, but I am upholding conservative ideology. So I would suggest that my show is more even than you think. But again, I don't think about that. I just think about, you know, here's an issue. This is how I feel about it. I'm going to talk about it. And if somebody disagrees, they can call in. And so that's one thing that I love about this show. There are other talk shows around the country that are orchestrated to pad the responses from people who are just sycophants. They simply agree with the host the majority of the time. It's not about debate. It's not about conversation. It's about, this is what I believe. We want to present this image that everybody believes this too. And so they line up people who totally agree. We don't run the show that way. I've got to move on, Ronnie. I do appreciate the call. Glad we had the conversation. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke and get a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text in response to Ronnie's comment. It says, well, why not support all troops? Why just our troops? ISIS troops need love, too.
I mean, that's a great point. First of all, when somebody like LeBron James says, you know, protect young black women and men, so what? I mean, he's not, of course he's not even, I don't think he's even implying that we don't worry about protecting white or Hispanic or Asian young men and women. So I don't know why some people are just so sensitive. I mean, this is the classic definition of a snowflake. And for people to get all offended by this, it's just, it, you know, once again, it shows that the conservative movement has moved toward adopting victimization as its platform. Yeah, we're all victims. Well, what about us? What about you? All right, let's do another one.
You know what? Just real. You know, one of my favorite comparisons is like, hey, Scoot, do you love your grandchildren?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you love all grandchildren?
Well, it's true.
You know, it's because you love your grandkids.
Yeah.
That's your prerogative.
You know, that's
like,
you know,
if someone asks you, do you love your wife? I love everybody's wife. What the hell kind of a thing is that to say?
That's against the commandments.
Right. Okay, here's a text that says, Scoot, do you think the PJs guy would have said that to LeBron's face? Little fool behind the screen. No, not happen. okay, this one's kind of weird. Here's kind of a curveball. I grew up with Scoot during elementary school. I believe we were in the same class for 2 years, lived two blocks away from each other. What I want to know is if it's true that he snuck his mom's car out of the carport, drove it to the lake, hit a fire hydrant, and rolled the car over. My name is Mike.
Mike, that is not true. That is totally ridiculous.
Thought so.
I hit a light pole.
Oh, God.
Not a fire hydrant. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, so what about this comment that was made by this guy who was a franchisee of PJ's Coffee Shop in the French Quarter, Stephen Bruno Jr.? He basically told this guy to go eat a guy's, to the comment, protect our young black women and men. Did PJs do the right thing? I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming back with your comments right here on WWL. Hey, what you say matters, you know, even if you're not working. And, I when it comes to some things, and you know, it's going to be very easy to be hypocritical about this, but when it comes to some things, you should have a privacy to speak. But when it comes to things like commenting on something like race and race relations, when you're associated with a business that is trying to appeal to everybody, I think the business has a right to punish you if you go against the business's image. And we're talking about the controversy with PJ's Coffee. It's not a controversy with PJ's Coffee, in my opinion. LeBron James posted on social media, protect our young black women and men. And a franchisee, one of the owners of the Charter's location in the French Quarter, Stephen Bruno Jr., responded by saying, eat a eggplant emoji. Basically say to go eat a, you know, a guy's, you know, go eat it. Go eat that. And PJ said, guess what? You're no longer a franchisee. You're out of here. Was he being bullied? No, he was being held accountable for his actions. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. Yes.
I was thinking, I keep thinking about the Ronnie and what he said about was sometimes, you know, you claim to be an independent, but sometimes you are on one side. Yeah, dude, that's what being an independent is. That allows you the freedom to call balls and strikes as you see it without having to, you know, bend the knee to one party or the other. We do live in a world where sometimes one side is right and the other side is wrong, and then the next week the positions are reversed. And if there aren't people in the media who can say that's the correct position on this issue, but the other guy's got it right on the other issue, then what the hell are we doing here? Like, that's the reason that people in the media like to carve out that space. So I don't know why he thinks it's a big deal for you to come down and say, I'm an independent and I don't bend the knee to these parties, but on this issue, here's what I think is true. Right.
It's a good point, Ian. And you know, Ronnie, the caller from the West Bank, represents, you know, the feelings of others. I've heard this, you know, over time. Well, you know, you're opinionated. Well, you know, yeah, I am. And by being an independent, by describing myself as a radical moderate, yeah, I mean, the Limbaughs and the Hannitys and the Fox News people, there is a definite direction there. I mean, they're all one way. Their opinion is all, for the most part, all one way. And, you know, I choose not to be that way because that's just not the way I am naturally. And there are not a lot of people on the radio. I don't know of a lot of people doing what we do on this show. I'm very proud of it. Hey, you know what? Maybe I would be rich beyond belief if I did it their way. But I can't do it because it's not me. Let's go to the Marini. Stephen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, I was a limousine driver for many years, and they do send an Air Force plane in with their Secret Service cars and the presidential limousine, normally in advance. Now, what they did when they were in Lake Charles and then come to New Orleans, whether they flew together and waited a few minutes till the limousines got there, but they used a couple of us, but we always had a Secret Service guy in the front seat with us, and they gave us lapel pins. So they could tell that we were part of the party. And also in 1941, Pearl Harbor Day, they didn't have a armored limousine for President Roosevelt. And they did take Al Capone's 1929 Cadillac V16 that was armor plated, and they had it. So that's what he rode around in until they built him an armored limousine. And I have Eleanor Roosevelt's 1941 Secret Service staff car in my car collection.
That's amazing, Stephen. And thank you for sharing history with us there. So it's unlikely that they're going to, okay, that it would be unlikely that Biden is going to board Air Force One in Lake Charles, and then they're going to pull that limousine that he just got out of into a cargo plane, fly it here, and then he lands here, and then they pull the limousine around for the cargo plane. Chances are there's already a cargo plane and another limousine here waiting for him, right?
Probably, and it's probably the one that Trump used, because I think they have a new one. And they built one during Trump, so they have 3, 4, and 5 limousines, and they're all owned by the Ford Motor Company. And once they get beyond usable points, they send them back to Ford, and they go in the Ford Museum in Dearborn.
Stephen, thank you very much for that.
Let me give you some other history.
Okay.
The Kennedy limousine.
Yeah.
LBJ used it after it was the crime scene. They took the interior out, and they changed it from navy blue or presidential blue to black, and that he used it after the Kennedy assassination. Same car.
You know, you thought it would have been kind of shot up, but I guess they can. I mean, I guess they can fix that. I mean, there are people in New Orleans that have bullet holes in their cars, and I guess they can fix that. Hey, Stephen, thanks for the information about limousines. Yeah, we're also talking about the president of the United States, Joe Biden, will be in New Orleans later today. In fact, he's going to be landing about 3:30. And so if you're out there on the interstate, Bonnie Carey Spillway, if you're on 310, and this plane's coming in, man, you're going to see this big, giant Air Force One just floating in from the west, landing west to east at the airport. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Think before you talk. Think before you post. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. A sad note on our rock culture calendar today. It was on this day in 2009 that Donald Ian Evans, a longtime bass player for Lynyrd Skynyrd, died of lung cancer at the age of 48 in Columbus, Mississippi. A lot of Skynyrd fans out there. Coming up in the next hour, we'll ask the question, should everybody over 21 be allowed to legally carry a gun? Concealed or open carry? A bill that would allow constitutional carry, which is the right to carry a gun without training or without a permit, is working its way through the Louisiana legislature. So what do you think? Should everybody have a gun? What we're going to do next hour is we're going to do crossfire. Crosstalk, actually we call it crosstalk. Crosstalk is when we have one listener who thinks, yeah, everybody should have a gun. And another listener who thinks, well, no, that's not a good idea. And we let them give their points. So you can join us by calling the Oakland Heart talk and text line, 504-260-1870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.